Hello, this is my Reverend Peter Fewings, and this Sunday is a farewell benefice service at 11 o'clock for our priest in charge, Leslie Hewish, at Wootton Church, as well as a short 9:30 Holy Communion at North Nibley, which I will be leading. It will be a huge loss to say goodbye to Leslie, who has ably led us for 4 years and has in the last 6 months been disabled by her shoulder injury. Jane, Peter M, and myself, and occasionally others, will try and keep this recorded service slot going. So don't give up on us, as we recognize the special job it does in being inclusive. Leslie will carry on as mayor of Wootton Town, so she is available from a different perspective. If you need a visit or communion at home, we may be able to do that, or maybe lay people will be involved as well. If you need baptisms, funeral, or wedding services, that will continue as normal through the Kate, through the church office and Kate Cropper. A new vision will be av vicar will be advertised in due course, and the lay people are very competent, so business as usual. So to our service today. Since Wednesday was the festival for Mary Magdalene, I propose to continue this as a theme for today's service. Early in the morning, when the world least expected it, a newborn child crying in a cradle announced that you had come among us, God, that you were one of us. Hallowed be your name. If you say that one again, hallowed be your name. Early in the morning, surrounded by respectable liars, religious leaders, anxious statesmen, and silent friends, you accepted the penalty for doing good by being God. You shouldered and suffered the cross. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Early in the morning, a voice in a guarded graveyard and footsteps in the dew proved that you had risen, that you came back to those and for those you had forgotten, denied and destroyed you. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Early in the morning, in the multicolored company of your church on earth and in heaven, we celebrate your creation, your life, your death and resurrection, your interest in us. So to you we pray. Lord, bring new life where we are worn and tired, new love where we have turned hard-hearted, forgiveness where we feel hurt, and where we have wounded, and the joy and freedom of your Holy Spirit, where we are prisoners of ourselves. We now have a short time for reflection before our confession. God our Father, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, for turning away from you and ignoring your will for our lives. Father, forgive us, save us, and help us for behaving just as we wish without thinking of you. Father, forgive us, save us, and help us for failing you by what we do and think and say. Father, forgive us, save us, and help us. Absolution to every one of us where regret is real. God pronounces pardon and grants us the right to begin again. Thanks be to God. Amen. We now have a reading which is based on Mary Magdalene at the empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary of Magdala went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." After the disciples had confirmed that, the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus's body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And they asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." And at this she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" And thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turns towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary of Magdala went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them what he had said and these things that he had told her. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable to thee, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer. Today, as we said, is dedicated, that's Wednesday actually, is dedicated to Mary Magdalene, and so we remember her as one of those who anointed the feet of Jesus. She was not a prostitute, as far as we know, from what we read in the Gospels. She was also one who followed Jesus as a disciple, and she believed. And whatever we like to say about her role, she played a disciple, special disciple role. We also today read the intimate picture of Mary meeting Jesus after his resurrection. Realizing that the grave is empty, she talks to Jesus as if he was the gardener, not recognizing him when he approached her. "If you have taken him away and laid him somewhere, please show me." And Jesus responds, "Mary." And Mary suddenly recognizes that this is Jesus in front of her because he has named her by name, and she knows his purpose for her in life. She recognizes that voice that has led her in the past 3 years. So my first question to you is, I wonder what registered for each of you when you first recognized Jesus as Lord. I shall pause a minute there. I wonder what registered for each of you when you first recognized Jesus as Lord. How did we recognize Jesus' voice at our first meeting in our minds and in our spirits? Did we recognize a particular need or a heart cry in us where we were looking for? Perhaps what were we looking for? And did we recognize the only one who could give us new life and perspective when it all came together as a revelation? And also, when and how did Jesus call you? Or perhaps, when and how did he make himself relevant to your life? Can you remember that? I experienced the first call when I was 7, when I became aware of my inadequacy to get to heaven in my own power. I asked my mum urgently to pray with me. It was a laundry day, and so we knelt down so that I could say sorry and receive the forgiveness that I needed instantly. We knelt down on the side of the bath. Even though my mum tried to put me off, I was still very keen to do it at that moment. And from that epiphany, I have been called to my life's work, to my job vocation, to the fellowship of a loving church, to being able to stand bold among my contemporaries at boarding school, to my secular vocation, two different ones, both in construction and in teaching construction and finally, to being called to be an ordained priest to minister in a parish context. That doesn't make me any better than anyone else. It's just simply my vocation, and we all have vocations. So the third question is, how did Jesus get your attention? And perhaps subsequently get your attention. We need Jesus on an ongoing basis, and to continue to hear his voice so we can keep our relationship fresh. Otherwise, it's just simply an academic thing in our minds. But we can talk to him through prayer, and we can easily recognize, or maybe with difficulty recognize, his ongoing guidance and purpose and direction for us. It comes perhaps in terms of a heart conviction. We just feel that that is what Jesus is saying, or it may come in a dream, or maybe you'll even be lucky and hear him say something to you that would be more unusual, or maybe it comes through words that you've read in the Bible. So Jesus gets our attention through other people, through his word, and sometimes directly. And so we see the change in Mary as a devoted follower, yes. She came to Jesus and recognized him as her Lord and Master. And she came on this occasion to bring herbs and spices. She wanted to honor and respect his past life. But significantly, Mary had anointed Jesus for his death. That's the way that Jesus described it to Simon when he asked, why is he letting her do that? But now she recognized that the death which she had prophetically forecast was not the end, because she was confronted by him in his risen and resurrected form. She had renewed life and confidence in the resurrection of Jesus, and she now had confidence to also pass on life-giving news, as that was the first thing that Jesus asked her to do. And she went to the other disciples and said, I have seen the Lord. And this completely changed her outlook, as she realized that not only was Jesus available through prayer, but also that he wanted her to do a unique thing for him in telling others about his lordship, giving her story and letting other people recognize the eternal purposes of God for her and for them, both on this earth and in the world to come. Amen. May the Lord bless his words to us and help us to reflect upon his power in our lives. We're now going to say our prayers. Let us pray for the breaking in of God's kingdom in our world today. Lord God, because Jesus has taught us to trust you in all things, we hold to his word and share his plea. We pray for our church and our fellowship around us, our family and friends, and all those who teach us. We pray particularly at this time for Leslie as she moves into fresh waters and leaves us behind. We pray that she may have a good finish and a good beginning. Your kingdom come. Your world will be done. Where nations budget for war, while Christ says, put down your sword, we pray for peace. We pray for peace in Iran, in Lebanon, in Sudan, and in so many other places where there is conflict and lack of trust between people. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And Lord, we pray where we waste food and we covet fashion, we pray, Lord, that we may be aware of your words, I was hungry, I was thirsty, Help us to be the ones that feed you and give you drink. And we pray, Lord, for our communities in that food and drink. We pray for our children and the parents and grandparents as they have a holiday period together at this time. We pray for strength in this hot weather, that we may enjoy it and not be worn down by it, that we may be able to see your kingdom come and your will be done. And so we pray for our government, and particularly we claim that their policies are heaven blessed. Pray particularly for Andy Burnham, our new High Prime Minister, and his government, and the elected secretaries of state and ministers. And we pray that throughout their policies, they may comply with the scripture that God helps the powerless, and that their policies will reach out to those who are weak and vulnerable, and those who are refugees, and those who need support and strength. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And we pray that where we find other people seeking your kingdom, seeking to meet you and be recognized by you, that in the shape of our church and our fellowship as a church, locally and universally, we may reach out to break down barriers, to promote unity between different people, between ourselves, and between us and secular society. We pray particularly for Leslie as she goes out as mayor of Wootton, that, Lord, she may be able to reach out to those who have particular needs. We pray for ourselves, that we may be good neighbours, that we may love our neighbours as ourselves. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And where we are forgetful that we do not come in our own strength, we're obsessed with being adults, we forget to become like children. We forget that we should serve rather than be served. We forget to be humble in serving each other. And we pray, Lord, that we may be able to do that well during this interregnum period, that we may love each other, we may support each other, that, Lord, we will feel your presence. And for those who are ill and vulnerable, we pray for them. For those who are suffering from mental health issues, we pray for them. For those who are finding the place where they live lonely, for those, Lord, who have difficulties or challenges which they're not sure how they're going to lead, to tackle them, we pray for your healing, your presence, your comfort. For those who we have lost and our loved ones, we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord God, you have declared that your kingdom is among us. Open our ears to hear it, our hands to serve it, our hearts to hold it. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A short time to declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So as we come to the end of our time together, we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. From where we are now to where you need us, Jesus, lead us on. From the security of what we know to the adventure of what you will reveal, Jesus, lead us on. To refashion the fabric of this world until it resembles the shape of your kingdom, Jesus, lead us on. And a final blessing to leave you with. May the Lord himself, who is our source of peace, give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and those whom you love. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. I hope that you will enjoy your week, that you will remember Mary, and that you will be able to come to the new challenges that are in your life and be able to see God's presence with you. Amen.